Honoring Sacagawea. For nearly a century after the Lewis and Clark expedition, Sacagawea was largely forgotten. During the 1800s, Indians and whites fought many wars. White people did not want to honor any Native American. By 1900, the fighting had ended. The country was getting ready to celebrate the expedition's 100th anniversary. That was when Americans discovered Bird Woman. Suddenly, she became very well known. Sacagawea has had more landmarks named for her and memorials built in her honor than any other American woman. Idaho, Montana, Oregon, and Wyoming have mountains named for Sacagawea. Washington and North Dakota have lakes named for her. She also became a favorite subject of artists and writers. Nobody knows what she looked like, so artists have had to use their imaginations. A statue of her stands at the state capitol in Bismarck, North Dakota. A statue of Sacagawea and Pomp will soon be placed in the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. As the 21st century approached, the U.S. Mint planned to issue a new dollar coin. Sacagawea would appear on its head's side. 23 artists sent in designs for the golden dollar. The mint showed the final choices on its website. More than 120,000 Americans voted for their favorites by email. Many of them were schoolchildren. The golden Sacagawea dollars came out in 2000. It shows a young Indian woman carrying her baby. This coin begins a period of Lewis and Clark celebrations. The years 2004 to 2006 will mark the expedition's 200th anniversary. Americans will honor the explorers for their historic journey to the sea. And they will remember the young Shoshone woman who helped them get there, Sacagawea.